You don't carry a gun.
No, I never carry a gun.
Well, I never wear a gun either. Once in a while I carry this little darling around. She's almost like a poem. You know, it's all hand done. Etched, you know. Scratched in silver. Oh, she's a beauty.
Thank you. What do you mean? We're lost?
Sure, we're lost.
Well, you're the manager, ain't you?
Yeah, I'm the manager.
Well, ain't you got a map?
Yeah, I've got a map right here.
Well, why don't you look on it and find us?
Oh, don't talk ignorant.
Well, you got a map, ain't you?
Sure, I got a map.
Well, wherever we is on that map, so find it.
Oh, man, there you go, can on a whole lot of foolishness.
Why, if the outlaws would attack us,
we wouldn't know which way to run. You would.
Why, if the outlaws attack us in front, we'll retreat. And if they attack us in the rear, we advance.
Thank you.
Look here. My father.
Where?
You see that dot right there?
Yeah.
Now that's where we were. Now we went south. So we must have come as far as we is.
Oh man, we bound to come as far as we is. That don't say that we's there.
Oh, we got to be there. You see that where we started, don't you?
Yeah.
You see that crooked road curving around there like that?
Yeah.
Now that's the road we took.
No, we couldn't have took that road.
Oh, yes, we did.
That crooked road there?
Yeah, that's the road.
Oh, we couldn't have took that road, man. You know, fast as I was running, I didn't have time to curve.
Last chance, Fancy Pants.
Oh, very well.
Thank you.
Cowboy Rick here with a saddlebag full of Wild West sounds. Rick Cowboy Noise Tracks, 1272.
Dak cheerful, but he could never be consoled by the little stranger he found in his house. Then, one day, hoping to begin a new life away from the scene of all his memories, he moved us from Texas to Fort Dupree, South Dakota. Little did I realize that what began in the alleys and backways of this quiet town would end in the badlands of Montana.
Pero hablemos de ti, es más importante. Te encuentro muy bien, ¿eh? Tal vez un poco más flaco, pero es siempre fuerte.
¿Qué
encuentro muy bien, ¿eh? Tal vez un poco más flaco.
We've never been this rich, LA. I mean, we were just all of a sudden living like kings. Just nothing to do all day but crack jokes, lay around. We didn't have to work. I'm telling you, the rich got it figured out.
Western movies. A judge in the West coming from the South with Ruby Sideburns, boy. Always using flowery language. The grim fighting hero's troubles are always private. He wants to know where I fit in her. Sometimes you see villains so ancient. You saw them in infancy, exaggerating in snow. Their mustaches looking older than your father's grave. Thanks, Marshal. I reckon. guess I better run on back to Whiskey Row, Colorado, and marry an old Tim McCoy gal. Or turn off the television one. Gotta go a long way in the West to find a good man. So close the book. The courier run by Steve is a paper wearing a sunbonnet. Drive the cattle through that silver wall. Tell ladies to their hearse. Out in the sun. That ought to do till Mexican dry gulcher finds Red Wing in the shack and Quatiel's menstruate. Horses next by broken fences. Guns gone rust. I guess the gang got shot. Kid dream hid in the leaves. April 1958, Northport.
Thank you. We catch him. No, Tom. Let him go. We don't want a lot of Chinese kids in camp. If you want to see your girl alive, get out of town pronto.
Just what I thought, Lee. Children don't like any pole. Throw stone.
They don't know what they like except what they're told. Someone put that boy up to this.
But why?
Because their skin is a different color than yours. It's as simple as that. You see, Lee, children have no prejudice. I've seen them at play. Yellow, red, black, and white. They don't know there's any difference. They have to be taught prejudice by their elders. By people who can only feel big by making others feel small. You can't run away from prejudice. You've got to fight it.
This is a white man's saloon, and it sells white man's liquor. And I'm telling you to crawl your filth out of here, Breed. Before I kill you. You hear, you red-skinned nigger? A white man's talking to you. You need stepping on, Breed.
Back off, lawman.
I'm gonna bleed you, boy.
I was listening to the voices of life, chanting in unison, carry on the struggle. The generations surged together in resistance to meet the reality of power. Mother Earth embraces her children and natural beauty to last beyond oppressor's brutality. As the butterfly floats into life, we are the spirit of natural life, which is forever. The power of understanding, real connections to spirit, is meaning our resistance, our struggle, is not sacrifice lost. It is natural energy, properly used. One time, I was visiting with my relatives. The clouds, the mountains, the sky, the trees. My relatives touched my spirit, nudged it lovingly. Listen to us, impatient one. We are forever. You must remember the gentleness of time. You are struggling to be who you are. You say you want to learn the old ways. Struggling to learn when all you must do is remember. Remember the people. Remember sky and earth. Remember the people have always struggled to live in harmony, in peace. Struggle against selfishness and weakness so the people may live as nations. The old ways are hard. The people have always had to work together. Remember, impatient one, remember and live. Do not be afraid of truth. Respect, discipline, share your life so the people may live. Honor sky and earth. Honor yourself. Honor your relations. Remember, impatient one, the gentleness of time. Grandmother Moon, you are more than light in the night. You are more than the moon. You are spirit connection. Your energy is our life. You are memories to generations past. You are the creator of sensations that will always last. You are the knowledge, the teacher, the influence to keep the people sane. You are a healer for spirit pain. Grandmother Moon, we love you. And we are angry at the invaders who trash you and violate our universe with their mechanical uncleanliness. We pray for you. For us, and for the invader who just can't comprehend respect, love, or the balance of life. We do not join the invading madness. From the way they act, it speaks of spirit sadness. Machine money progress is the cause of our common abuse. We see you, grandmother. We feel you. We love you. We know through your reality we will endure. We are one. We pray for you. We pray to you. Grandfathers whispering in the wind, rejoice at the life you are a part of, natural energy bound to natural laws. You will survive this temporary madness imposed upon you. Natural life is longer than oppressors' illusionary insanity. Spirits experience human deeds but need not end. This is just one place of changes. Spirit life is forever if you want. The universe is your home. You can survive here. Do not let them kill you. Keep your spirit strong. For distant stars and distant drums are the memories of spirit infancy. Children of Earth, let the spirit live so you can grow in your place in the universe.
Well, the next time you go to the circus, where the Wallendas walk on the wire, here's a tale for you to remember. When the white horse's leap rings the fire, it was a cold night in Oklahoma, and the show was about to begin, and the animals, they were all restless, and the star horse, she breaks from her pen. Oh, she was a mare, a high spirit, like a hooker on a Saturday night, and kicking and bucking past the men that were brushing
the elephant's down for the night. Well, next to the tent sits a lantern, dangerously close to the hay. And that mare headed straight for that lantern, as some fool had left there by mistake. Well, then up jumps this Indian cowboy, and his lasso it whirls through the air, and in the folded middle of danger, he ropes that runaway mare. Well, the elephants raised up the trumpets, and two of them broke from their chains. They stampede